Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We are joined again by Bob Bertog. He's the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, and he gives us tips and advice on how to make our lawns pretty. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, John. How are you this week?
Hard to keep up with the mowing.
Yeah, definitely that rain last week to put a charge into the growing pattern.
And I don't know if it's been as warm as I'd like it to really push the plants and flowers up, but everything's, boy, in the last 7 days, it's here, it's happening, Mike. I got leaves on my trees now.
Yeah, everything's growing. I was honestly just, for me anyway, my opinion, I was disappointed in the spring show of flowers. I don't think it was as robust as we would normally expect. But, you know, things are moving along. And I think if it would have been a little warmer, it would have been much more colorful. But we're past that stage now. Grass is starting to grow, so you should be starting your weekly mowing. The window for your pre-emergent crabgrass control is closed pretty quickly here, too. Because I've heard people say further south of here that they've seen some crabgrass germinate around central Illinois. But I have not seen any here yet.
That means that that brown splotch of grass is now turning green again, or its new stuff is popping up, huh? Right? Isn't the Go ahead.
No, go ahead with the crabgrass. Let's finish that first.
Well, yeah, because maybe it's not crabgrass, but I've got these brown little arms of grass feeding out, and they turn white or brown in the wintertime, and they look dead. So I've been pulling those up or trying to plant around them or, you know, where they were. I don't know what those are, but I have a bunch of spots in my yard with that kind of ugly-looking weedy grass thing.
Yeah, if it's coming back, it's not crabgrass because crabgrass only grows for one season. That's usually like a zoysia grass or some of your fescues. They look that way when they're coming out of dormancy.
Yeah.
Kind of ugly, but then within a week or two here, they'll blend right in. You won't be able to tell the difference.
Oh, okay, okay. You were about to say something, Bob Bertog.
Well, I was going to say, we've gotten a lot of calls about how patchy the grass is coming in. So I did a little bit of research, and I found something that was done at the University of Wisconsin. And actually, they said the lack of snow this year, it didn't insulate the grass plants as well as it normally would. And there has been a lot of desiccation where the plants have actually just literally dried up, and they're not coming back. So the window for seeding, spring seeding, is still open. And I would suggest doing that if you do have patches that look like they're not coming back. It's
yeah.
not your fault.
Yeah.
It's Mother Nature.
Don't think they will. Questions for Bob Bertog include these. The junipers along the fence line at the end of our backyard have many brown spots. They get partial sunshine. Can they be saved? And if so, what do we do?
Junipers are pretty indestructible. But again, a juniper is an evergreen. And like we talked about over the last 2 weeks, evergreens are coming out of this winter thirsty. So it's not going to hurt them to water them now. Give them a nice, good spring watering.
Like, how often do you do that,
otherwise,
Bob?
Oh, I would say right now, this time of year, because it's still really cool at nights, a good, solid, not a heavy watering, but at least once a week, put the hose on them, soak the ground, and then as it warms up, you can increase the duration of the watering.
708, Bob Bertog, I have a patch of summer grass in my front yard, and it's ugly. It's about 30 square feet. Can I overseed it with better grass, or do I have to dig it out? That's interesting. It sounds like they're blending two different kinds of grass seed. What's your thought, Bob?
Well, grass seed blends are very common, especially with the bluegrasses, because they like to mix in some ryegrasses with it, because the ryegrasses will germinate faster. And when I'm not exactly sure what he's referring to, when he or she says summer grass. I don't know what that means. But, yes, you can mix in desirable seeds. If you go and spend a little bit more money and get a nice bluegrass mix, if it's a crummy mix that's growing, your bluegrasses and your ryes will definitely choke out the other undesirable grass
over time. I got a shade spot in my backyard that's little sun, mostly shade. Anyway, I put the sun-shade mix in there. I'm having no luck, Bob. I guess I need to just get a shade-only blend. Is that a thing?
Yes, there is such a thing as a shady mix, and it has more of your fescues in it. Bluegrasses prefer the sun. Fescues will tolerate the shade.
Bob Bertog's here to answer your questions from the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Hey, Bob, what do you think about using vinegar on Creeping Charlie?
Oh, boy. This is getting into the kitchen chemistry. I do know there are some products available with vinegar in them. The last time I'm going back a year or so, I looked at the MSD sheets for vinegar, and that stuff used in its raw form is very toxic. So if you are going to use it, be very careful, and you better know a little bit about chemistry, because vinegar straight up, it can be very toxic. More toxic than a herbicide you can buy over the counter.
Wow. Okay. Evidently to the plants we're talking about. But I mean, are you saying it's going to kill everything around it? Is that, or are you worried about the dog coming over there or something?
I'm just saying to be careful. If you read the MSD sheets on it, they say that vinegar can be dangerous. So I don't know the caution label on it. I don't know enough about it to comment on it. I just know what I've heard and what I've read. And I do not use any products that have vinegar in it. So I can't say, will it work on Creeping Charlie? I would rather use something that's labeled for Creeping Charlie. And I know when you read the label on a vinegar bottle, it doesn't say available to use on Creeping Charlie. So
yeah,
I'm a big rule follower on that.
I know. You always say read the label. And I'm like, yeah, we're not going to do that. hey, Bob Bertog, mulch or bag the grass?
Depends how much you're cutting off. If you're following the 1/3 rule, if you're only cutting off 1/3 of the grass blade per week or per mowing, go ahead and mulch it, because remember, more than 50% of a grass blade is water. So you're actually putting that water nutrient right back into the grass. If it's longer than the 1/3 rule, probably should bag it, because otherwise it won't decompose fast enough and you're going to build up excess thatch. So it's a matter of timing. But recycling your clippings is not a bad thing.
Thatch, heck, it's just laying on top. If you don't bag it, it's thick enough in some places now, you'll get swaths of the cut grass sitting on top of the fresh new growing grass, and it won't get enough sunlight, Bob.
Well, then you're trying to cut off more than a third, so you should bag it. If you're gonna put a lot of time in between mowings, you're better off bagging it, because you're right, in the long term that will be harmful to the grass. But if you're just trimming off the typical 1/3 of the grass blade, you should be able to recycle those clippings.
1-24-312-981-7200. Joyce, how can we help you? You're on WGN.
Hi. I've got a question about planting a tree. But before I do that, I want to tell you that I've got a foolproof hack for keeping the squirrels out of your potted plants and flowers.
Yeah.
Just go to like Hobby Lobby or someplace and get plastic, forks, picnic forks. But get sturdy ones, not real cheap ones.
Right.
And you put the handle down in alongside of your plants with just the tips, even with the soil level. And you put them about an inch apart in there. I did it last year. I had 26 pots. Squirrels didn't bother any of them because they start to dig, and those tines are right there at the tip of the soil. And you just wash them and use them again the following year. And I've never had any problem with squirrels since I started doing that.
How high up do we see the whole fork sticking up? Does that kind of ruin the view?
No. No, just put the tips level with the soil.
Really?
If you buy black ones, you can't even see them. But as soon as the squirrels start to dig, they hit those tips. They're right there at the top of your soil.
Wow. How about that, Bob?
Never heard of it, but, you know, if it keeps them away, a fork a day keeps a squirrel away.
What's your question, Joyce?
It works, and it's not a chemical, and they're cheap, and you can wash them and reuse them the following year.
You could even have them for a picnic if the in-laws come over. Joyce, what is your question?
I want to put in a miniature Japanese maple in my backyard. Should I have it planted now or wait until fall?
If you can find one that's out of the ground, which right now there's some beautiful specimens that have been dug in the spring, they would prefer to be in the ground than out of the ground all summer. So if you can find a nice one now, get it in the ground, yes, now's the time to plant.
Good luck, Joyce, and thanks for the tip. Hey, Bob, I've been reading about a product called mulch glue. Want to know what your take on that is? I've not heard of mulch glue, Bob.
Nor have I. I have no idea what that is.
How about my well-established boxwood bushes? They seem browner than the usual green. Should I be watering them also, says 262?
Yes, boxwoods are evergreens, so they're going to fall under that same category as we talked about before of watering the evergreens. I have seen boxwoods are extremely copper right now, and which means they've been desiccated from the winter. So, yeah, they need water.
Doesn't mean they won't come back, though. They're going to survive this if you get on it?
They should survive, yes.
My yard has a lot of sand mixed in with the dirt. What is the best kind of grass to plant in that mixture?
Depends if it's sunny or shady. The sand will actually help. It makes a nice, helps hold the water. Unless it's straight sand, it sounds like it might be a nice combination mix of some soil in there. And if it's sunny, get a nice bluegrass mix. And if it's shady, get a shade tolerant mix.
So you're a little more interested in the sun shade versus the composition of the dirt, huh?
Yes. If you have sand, it means you have a nice loam soil with some topsoil in there as opposed to the clay, which the seed should germinate in that much better than in a clay soil.
My apple tree is sprouting shoots at the base of the tree. Should I cut them out?
Yeah, they're just suckers off the roots. You're not going to hurt the tree by cutting them, no.
Do you think it will hurt the tree's feelings if you go out there and go, suckers?
Okay. Where's the drum?
Joyce, you're on. Let's see. We talked to Joyce, and actually I'm looking at the clock now, and we're out of time, Bob, but I sure appreciate you. There it is. Coming on the show, and will you join us again next week?
Absolutely, John. Have a great week.
Bob is the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. You can reach him by Googling Bertog Landscape Company.